In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Word for Life, a broadcast from Brookside Baptist Church. My name is Scott Sander, one of the pastors on staff at Brookside. I'm joined by our senior pastor, Pastor Ken Keltner, and we are excited to be joining you in a brand new year. 2024 is upon us. If you do not have a church home, we'd love for you to join us at Brookside. We have services at 9 and 10:15 on Sunday mornings, as well as Sunday school classes for children and adults. And we have Sunday evening service at well at 6 o'clock. This Saturday, for all the men out there, if you want to join us at Brookside at 7:30, we have a great men's breakfast. We'll have some great food. I will be teaching on Psalm 84:12, "Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust." And what a great verse to start the new year with, to trust in the Lord.
Yeah, that's kind of been our study on Saturday mornings once a month there with the men, just the blessed passages of that we find in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament. Well, glad that you're with us. Trust that you do. You have a great 2024 as we started off, and we're rapidly coming to a conclusion here in the book of Judges, and we've gone through kind of a very difficult passage in chapter 19 of the Levite's concubine being cut into pieces and sent to the different tribes, and how the tribes responded to that. I mean, they wanted to actually just take out all the Danites. But as we're in chapter 20 now, working our way through, I would just say the one thing that we've seen in individuals that we studied here in Judges, we've seen it in the people of Israel themselves, that when a person ignores God's precepts, God's principles, pragmatism can just engulf that person, that family, that community, that country, and ultimately the world. And the most miserable people in the world are professing believers who will not commit themselves wholly to the Lord Jesus and will obediently follow God's word. You just can't have the best of both worlds.
No.
It's going to be one or the other. You can't have one foot over here. No, you're straddling the fence. You're going to find yourself in the worst of times. But and as Christians, you know, you keep trying to walk that tightrope of compromise and partial obedience, and you're not going to really know spiritual victory. And I don't know of a better way to start 2024, Pastor Scott, than to be able to say, God, today, this year, I want to dedicate it totally to you. I want to give you my whole heart. I want to serve you with my whole being.
Yeah, I want to trust you, Lord,
yeah,
for whatever. And the horizon looks bleak sometimes. Yeah. You know, we got an election year and we've got chaos throughout the world, but we need to trust in the Lord.
Yeah. It's all, he is in total control of it. And, you know, if you want to try to control your life and run your life yourself, the Bible says you're leaning to your own understanding. You're going to have a difficult time. You're going to have a difficult path. And a lot of times, those that are doing that, what they're experiencing is bitterness or experiencing frustration and even a defeated life. But by God's grace, look at this book we've been studying, that it all came down to they were doing what was right in their own eyes. And it's been a very disturbing book to study. As we continue our study in chapters 20 and 21, it's these last five chapters again, starting in verse 17. They don't just follow the chronological order after Samson. It's really a picture of what was happening way back when we just opened up the book of Judges. And so these last five chapters are going to take place early on in the book. And I have a question. How can God's chosen people, how is it that they became idolatrous and would go from worshiping God to worshiping the God of the Canaanites? I mean, they've seen God do this miraculous work in Joshua's day. I'm sure they've heard the stories of the Exodus. But Joshua, you know, Pastor Scott must have seen it coming, because he said, "For as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord."
Right.
I mean, if you want to go serve the God on the other side of the God of the Ammonites, going ahead, but I'm gonna stay faithful to the Lord. You know, it just is like Israel just took one misstep after another in this great departure from truth, because they rejected truth and they failed to obey God. And so in chapters 1 and 2, looking back, we had seen this incomplete conquest of the land by the earlier generation. That generation compromised and said, hey, we can get along with the Canaanites. And yeah, so they serve their gods. We can, you know, it's not going to impact or affect us. But God said that if you do that and you compromise, you're going to find yourself thinking like they think, and they're going to become a snare to you. He said in Numbers chapter 33, they will become, and we quote, as thorns and pricks in your side and in your eyes.
That does not sound comfortable.
It does not sound comfortable. He's saying they're going to hurt you. And fathers, not the kids that blew off the admonition and coexisted with the wicked people. You know, the Canaanites were so wicked, it's the only command of God to remove an entire civilization. And so here, Israel, they've turned their back on truth. They've acquiesced to them, to their idols. And so in finding ourselves in Judges 20 and 21, let's just conclude this book with just six simple statements of fact that were lived out for us in this book and will repeat themselves, unfortunately, even today. So let me give you a general idea over the next few broadcasts what we're going to be looking at. I want to give it to you in a story that was shared with me. It's an old story, and maybe you've heard it. There was this fellow who was marooned on a South Sea island for 25 years. He was rescued. As they were leaving the island by boat, they noticed that there were three huts. They asked the man what the three huts were all about, and he said, well, that hut to the left is where I lived. I built that hut to stay out of the elements of the weather. The second hut there is a church. I grew up going to that church, and I wanted a building to go to worship. The third hut over there is another church because I left the first one. Christians can chuckle at that because we are the only group I know of that split, even though we are one in Christ. However, when Jerusalem starts looking more like Sodom, then a separation is necessary. Whenever there is a denial in the essential truth of God and there's a denial of biblical morality, you cannot sit by and say nothing. It's interesting right now if we're going to speak up and say anything, because now there's a fear element. You know, your church will get firebombed, or your house,
right,
all your windows in your house will get broken, or whatever it might be. I'm telling you, friends, you can't partake of it and support what we see going on in any way, for we're called to be different. There's a calling out, being separate, doing something about it. When Israel heard of the horrific attack in Gibeah, the nation could sit back no longer. We do not live in a time when we can just go about and kill someone who isn't obeying the Lord. They wanted the perverts or wicked men who were full of perversion and had raped and murdered a woman in Gibeah. So the text now includes for us the civil war between 11 tribes and the tribe of Benjamin and the problems that ensue. And so one point that, Scott, that I think we need to make is when God's law is ignored, moral degradation results.
Yep.
I mean, is that kind of what Romans 1 is all about?
That's Romans 1 to a T.
Yeah, and it's what we see happening today. And it's clearly what's seen in the book, especially in these specific examples in Judges 17 and 18 and 19. Again, these passages do not follow, again, the career path of Samson, but rather are flashbacks to this early stage of the period not long after Joshua's death. I mean, these two stories are of idolatry. The first is buying off a priest. I mean, can you imagine that, buying your own priest for personal gain?
Right.
And then this brutal perversion that included rape, murder of a woman, teaches that when we turn away from the authority of God's word, religious and moral degradation takes place. I would say that happened on October 7th of this last year, with Hamas going in to just brutally maul and murder and kill infants and women. It's amazing. We see it all taking place today because man loves the freedom to be his own judge and jury. And I can come out with this is going to be the outcome of it, that there are no moral absolutes, so don't tell me what to do. Humanity has refused to accept God's wisdom, and consequently, people engage in practices that violate what God ordained for mankind. And, you know, we just mentioned just a minute ago, Pastor Scott, Romans. You know, Romans 1, verses 21 to 25. I mean, you just see the futility and the foolishness of man trying to justify himself, rationalizing his sin just as we do today. For Paul wrote that God gave them up. I mean, that is a pretty sad indictment if God says, okay, go your own way.
It's terrifying, too.
Yeah, and you see the results of it are totally destructive. I mean, the ultimate consequence of a life of sin is an abandonment by God. I mean, not only here, but can you imagine when people try to pay for their own sin, and the Bible says the wages, though, of sin is death. Not annihilation with that word death, but separation from God forever. It's one thing to be abandoned here on earth when there's still that opportunity to come to know Christ personally, but then it's a whole different thing to be abandoned by God eternally. And that's what we see happening there in the book of Romans. And boy, you really see a lot of it happening here in Judges. So back again to the story, Israel is horrified when they receive a body part of this Levite's concubine. There's outrage over the perversion of the Gibeites, so we enter a Jewish civil war conflict. So idolatry crept in pretty slow, and then it became the norm. Again, truth is incredible. What is truth? Truth here of God's word was displaced, and evil and disobedience became the lifestyle of the day. Now the tribes of Israel are saying, enough is enough. And Judah is called out to take the lead, and all of Israel comes together, and 400,000 foot soldiers come to take on 26,000 Benjamites. Remember, the Benjamites said, we are not going to give you these men. Remember the men that had done this to this woman. Some think they were young men. I'm not sure, but the odds were 15 to 1 in favor of the good guys here, these 400,000 foot soldiers coming in. So righteousness is going to prevail after all. That's what we think, is it not? But verse 21 says in the first battle that 22,000 Israelites died. The good guys lost. So they went to God in prayer and basically said, God, what happened? Well, they encourage themselves and receive the message from God, go up against them. They're in verse 23. And in the second battle, 18,000 Israelites die. Good guys, 0. Bad guys, 2. Would someone please help me out here? What is happening?
It doesn't make sense.
No. Is God not on the side of righteousness? Oh, yes, he is on the side of righteousness, and obedience is what he expects. And these 11 tribes had their own problems coming after the tribe of Benjamin here. So we'll look at another point here that when repentance takes place, restoration and victory will follow. And that's what we're going to see happen with these other tribes because they're getting whipped right now by the bad guys. So I hope you'll be able to join us as we get ready to close out the book of Judges. Thank you for being with us today.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.